My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Finnish unions slam the brakes on Tesla deliveries amidst a regional drive for workers' rights. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Recently, we were telling you all about a growing industrial dispute in Sweden involving Tesla's workers. It all started when mechanics at service centres went on strike because Tesla refuses to commit to a collective bargaining agreement. And that's essentially a deal between workers and their employers where they agree on things like pay, working hours and rules for the job. Other sectors came out in support, including the postal service and dockers. Then it spread, with unions in Norway and Denmark saying they would block shipments. Now, in a widening regional labour challenge for Tesla, Finnish unions have joined the ongoing dispute. Dockers represented by the Finnish Transport Workers Union will stop loading and unloading Tesla vehicles bound for Sweden. The BBC's Hannah Mullane has the details. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Fill us in on why Finland is getting involved in this Tesla labour dispute in Sweden.
The Finnish Transport Workers Union has made a unanimous decision to take solidarity action in support of Tesla employees in Sweden. They're planning a blockade at Finnish ports starting on December 20th, where dockers and stevedores under AKT will refuse to load or unload Tesla vehicles and components bound for Sweden. And this blockade is primarily a preventative measure. They want to ensure that Tesla doesn't attempt to reroute deliveries through Finland in response to actions taken against the company in other Nordic countries.
And Hannah, do we know how long this blockade is supposed to last for?
The blockade will continue until an agreement is reached in the ongoing labour dispute between IF Metall and TM Sweden, Tesla's Swedish subsidiary.
And what do we think? What does this mean broadly for Tesla's operations in Europe?
Well, Tesla's overall stance is that it's not committing to collective bargaining agreements in any of the countries it operates in. But the Finnish Transport Workers Union's involvement is putting additional pressure on Tesla. And this after unions in Denmark and Norway also pledged their support for their Swedish counterparts and are doing the same thing, preventing Tesla from trying to bypass the strike by routing car deliveries through Denmark. So it's Tesla against the entire region in Europe.
Absolutely. The pressure is on. The BBC's Hannah Mullane. Thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
It's a pleasure.
And as Helen mentioned, Tesla has a policy of not agreeing to collective bargaining and says its employees have as good or better terms than those of the Swedish union is demanding. Now, let's do the numbers. The price of oil is up again as Russia and Saudi Arabia urge OPEC Plus members to keep cutting production. Brent crude, the international benchmark, added 1.5% to trade at $75 a barrel. And Japan's economy shrank more than expected in the last 3 months because, simply, people didn't spend much money. And that's making it harder for the Bank of Japan to ease its super loose monetary policy. These days, whether it's music, film, video games, TV, fashion or food, if it's Korean, it's probably considered cool. Korea's cultural exports or K-content is worth $12 billion globally to its economy, according to a 2021 survey by Korea's Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism. And the latest export taking the UK by storm is the K-dog. Which brings me to Bunsik, a Korean chain expanding across the UK. I've come to meet its owner, Jay Cho, at its restaurant in Manchester. describe to me what's on this. It's a corn dog, but it's kind of spiky.
Originally, we put the sausage inside and with the butter. Of course, the potato is world popular, so we put the potato outside.
So those are slices of potato that are put onto the outside of the corn dog.
Yes, yes. This one has cheese inside. Cheese and potato. I mean, everyone likes it. Everyone likes it.
What Jay Cho is describing is a Korean corn dog, stringy mozzarella sausage topped with potato with a crispy outer layer. But there's plenty of other options, like the original corn dog for $5, or one topped with octopus legs for $7. Yeah, I didn't try that one. It's Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon and Bunsik is busy. Cho says it's the popularity of Korean culture, also known as the Hallyu wave, which is fueling the appetite for Korean food.
K-culture is really hitting hard the UK. K-drama, K-music. So naturally you see people eating actually Korean food. So we became really popular.
Since Cho opened his first Bunsik in London 2 years ago, he's expanded to 3 locations and plans to open another 4.
I have a background of this business for 15 years, but I wanted to create something scalable. There was non-existence of Korean street food in the UK. So I came up with this Korean corn dog.
Social media has helped. When he opened his first Bunsik, the only marketing he did was on TikTok. When he opened this location in Manchester, the lines were around the block.
Luckily, from the day one, we had a long queue and people, you know, they want a corn dog. And it's interesting to see how now Korean food really got its name.
But Cho also wants to keep things authentic. One way to do that is keeping the prices as low as possible, even with high inflation.
Our cost range is like between £4 to £5. I know all others, they're putting price up. So I can easily put the price up. Then I lose my competitiveness.
But if the demand for all things Korean remains high, I'd say Cho will be A-OK. And finally, just a stone's throw from Jay Cho's place, luxury fashion brand Chanel hosted a catwalk show in a Manchester street last night and has generated a lot of excitement, but also plenty of grumbles about closed off streets and lost takings at nearby businesses. And as usual in Manchester, and I can say that because that's where I am, it poured with rain, but don't worry, a huge 100 metre canopy was erected to shield the A-list guests. And before you ask, no, I wasn't invited. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.